Right, today we go into the chapter 3 about the interrelated causes on the 12 nidanas with the 8 vijñanas and the 5 skandhas. The 12 nidanas are the cyclic factors, the 12 cyclic factors that inducing reincarnations of life to sequence these 12 factors in the 12 nidanas in an order of we have to start in with the ignorance. Ignorance in Indian which is called avidya. When translated in English is called ignorance. So avidya or ignorance inducing mind arousal to urge for action. And then the third step is the eight alaya, the jnana consciousness, from which is the first to enter into the embryo. So alaya vijñāna consciousness is the first consciousness that enter into the embryo. So the 8 alaya vijñāna consciousness together with the embryo are called namarūpa. Namarūpa is the Indian word that can be explained as mind and body form of mixture. Nema, it's the mind portion, and rupa is the matter portion. So together with the mind and matter of mixture, we call it nema rupa. Because the embryo is some sort of a matter thing, but without the mind status of consciousness that enter into the embryo, that embryo couldn't last or living. So it has to be mind and body mixtures together to become life. So Namarupa got this kind of functions, including the mind activity and the body growing. So until about 10 months of growing in the mother's womb, the embryo grows completely into its full body size with the 5 sensory organs together with the 8 vijñanas consciousness that named as infant who is going to perceive the stimulation from the environment after birth. So the sixth stages of within the 12 nidanas is the stimulation from the outside world through the sensory organ touches the mind. That in turn to give a kind of feeling. From the kind of feeling that craving for living being will give a desire to act in order to take as a perfection. Because of the desires or the real actions done, karma seeds will be implanted in the 8th alaya vijñāna consciousness. That in turn can force the living being to enter into the next life cycle of reincarnation after this life ended. Whatever that is, a birth that follows aging and death. So inclusively, it is the 12th Nidanas is all about. That including 12 stages of life. So first of all, we got to go into a deep explanations about the ignorance. Ignorance, avidya, in Indian words is called. Avidya or ignorance. What is the definition of ignorance? Ignorance or avidya includes all kinds of living being traits. The traits that comes from the basic five bad dispositions of greediness, hatred, idiot, arrogance and suspicion. According to different types of seduction, there are two types of ignorance. First comes with the wicked, puzzling rationale. And the second one is the wicked, puzzling idea. The wicked, puzzling rationale is referred as a puzzle induced by seeing and knowing scenario. And the wicked, puzzling idea is rather more puzzled by the five basic bad dispositions of greediness, hatred, idiot, arrogance and suspicion. So, ignorance have two stages of presentation which refer to the preliminary seed stage and the final result stage of ignorance. So, the first stage is in a seed stage. That means the karma falls is not too big to induce a substantial result straight away. So the seed stage buried in the 8 alaya vijnana consciousness until it's become mature. So time have to wait until that seed, the karma seed, have to be mature before it can induce the consequences. But in another way, that if the seed planted is rather a final end stage of seed, that means you can have the consequences or the result straight away. So that means that is two kind of seed in two kinds of stages, in a seed stage or the final result stage of ignorance. Step wisely, one, try to break off the ignorance or the avidya, should firstly redirect some wrong concepts bounded in the wicked, puzzling rationale, or called puzzled by observation. Together with, as well as, in reducing the five bad dispositions of greediness, hatred, idiot, arrogance and suspicion. So we have to follow with a stage of liberation of oneself from puzzling by the wicked rationale first, and then totally free ourselves from the puzzling rationale, and then as well as free ourselves from the five bad dispositions. So, for instance, by termination, the wicked puzzle rationale, one should change and stop the concept of self. With regarding the body as the truth oneself. But in fact it's not. Our body is not oneself. The body is only a physical type of cell, and finally have to be dying and vanished. So the concept of self is sticked to the concept of physical body. That kind of concept is totally wrong. So we have to free ourselves first from that kind of concept. The body is not ourself. The body is only a physical type of cell that will be vanished eventually. And regarding to the extreme weight of prejudiced thinking as the truth oneself of thinking, that is another weight of extreme weight of thinking that we have to get away. So why human being or living being having all sorts of prejudice? Because the logic thinking is prone to be one side of prejudice. It's not in the middle ways of thinking. It is rather an extreme weight of prejudice thinking. So we have to change ourselves in that sort of thinking type before we can free ourselves totally. So, and also we have to free ourselves or to escape ourselves from the wicked idea or wicked belief. For example, some of the wicked belief in after the body is dead, the mind is already dead again. The mind is followed death after the body's death. So that is a total aid vanished after the body death. That is no mind consciousness at all. Oneself is only the body, without a concept of mind activities. So that kind of wicked belief that we have to get away from. Because in Buddhism, mind is the most important. Causes of life and death is not the body, because our mind influenced by our body or by the environment, so makes us in confusion and makes us in doing all sorts of crazy things or bad deeds. So we have to receive the bad seed, and we have to receive the bad consequences of rebirth again. So mind is the main factors of life and death. It's not the body. So therefore, we have to get away from the wicked belief, such as the body is totally without the mind, it's oneself. Purification on the puzzles by thinking. It's the other way. We have to make effort too. Purification on the puzzles by thinking, which includes the five basic bad dispositions, including greediness, hatred, idiot, arrogance, and suspicion. So these five kinds of bad disposition makes us doing bad deeds. That in terms of makes us to reincarnate into the life cycle. So greediness makes us doing wrong things, or hatred makes us doing wrong things. So it's very important to get rid of these five bad dispositions. And it is the important final breakage for whom already freed ourselves from the puzzles by observation. In other words, we're completely free from puzzles in observation and thinking. Who is said to be enlightened as an arrogant? So, if one can be enlightened as an arrogant, that means one can liberate ourselves from the life and death. So, it is a very important concept. We have to do our observations in freeing ourselves from the wrong concepts of the body is the unique oneself. Instead of the body and mind, the mind should be the unit controller of the life and death. So you have to change that kind of concept. And then the second part is to free ourselves from the five bad dispositions. That means we have to free ourselves from greediness, from hatred, from arrogance, from idiot, and from suspicion. So that is no way to free ourselves from life and death. It's only to do it by purification or the wrong concept. And get away from the vice, that disposition. So that is a second step, that we can free ourselves from ignorance. Apart from the we just mentioned about is the free ourselves from the wrong concept, and as well as the five bad disposition. And the second stages we have to break it off is the ignorance that puzzled, but a tremendous amount of methods to save different kinds of beings. So our act have to be free or purifying themselves from the wrong concepts of oneself, and free themselves from the five bad dispositions. So one can reach the stages of or enlightenment that are arrived. The arrived have to be further in practicing, in saving all the being kinds, all the living kinds, by tremendous amount of methods to apply to save different kinds of beings. So the kind of puzzles in tremendous amount of methods to save all the being kinds is also a kind of ignorance. So ignorance in this kind of level is rather a minor and hard to understand and hard to find. Not until you get into the stages of Bodhisattva, stages of practicing. So it has to be free themselves from this kind of ignorance, even though Bodhisattva practicing in saving all the living beings. So we call it this kind of ignorance as a puzzle by tremendous amount of methods to save different kinds of beings. So if the Bodhisattva can break off from this kind of ignorance, we call it puzzle by the tremendous amount of methods to save different kinds of beings, who is said to be enlightened as a Buddha? So during the practice in Bodhisattva stages to save all the living beings, Bodhisattva can or able to perform all sorts of supernatural ubiquitous divinum alternation in life and death. So it is an important concept. We get it from the sutra when we doing the practice in Buddhism. So the final stage of breaking off the ignorance is to completely let go of self-insistence to save the being. So even the mind concept of save the living beings have to be let go before you can enlighten in Buddhahood. So it's a very important or a very long way in practicing to become Buddha. So one can let go of the concept about the or the puzzles body, tremendous amount of methods to save different kinds of beings, the Bodhisattva can enlighten as a Buddha. That means who knows the truth of middle path. The middle path is the truth in the Buddhahood. That one have to be proved in before one can be a Buddha. So the main technique for self-introspection is started from reading the Buddhist Sutra first. So the sutra's insight of wisdom will guide us to observe the changing world and as well as the changing mind flow of thoughts or the changing mind flow of concepts. So it is, we call it the so-called the wisdoms of observation. Vida.